Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org. Or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Thanks so much for listening to the show that celebrates everything creating, and of course we share stories, so let's tune our imaginations today. Can you guess? Oh, I was going to set this up, and I didn't, so we're not going to play that game. Maybe we'll play a little bit later. It was Guess That Tune. But we'll save that for the second half of the show. You know, one of my joys on doing Art Zany Radio is that I get to hear from the musicians in our community and learn about the music that they've selected to perform from the vast catalog of the world of music. So cheers to great music and those in our community who bring us the sounds of the world. I love imagining all our musicians in the community first practicing their pieces at home with a music stand and tucked away in some space in their home. The musician stops and starts, slows down, makes notes, listens to the recordings, and goes over and over the notes on the page. At least that's what I imagine. That's how I might approach it. But imagine, I think it would be kind of cool if we lived in a town where you could hear all of those things being practiced as we would walk through town. And I know nobody likes to hear somebody, or nobody who's making the music likes to have others hear their oopsies and their overs and overs. But I sometimes wish we would all be more comfortable with those moments. Those times are the building blocks of making art, and might I say, making a life. After many practices, of course, the musicians then get together and practice being in community to perfect and get ready to perform the music. And this is where the work pays off, and the musicians dig deeper into the piece, and the conductor fine-tunes the performance. There, of course, are still stops and starts, and focus on sections or bars of the music. It's about listening and patience and learning to play well together. And then it's performance day, and a new experience unfolds as the audience files into the space to listen to the performance. This is the show, and it's where all of us immerse ourselves in the sounds and rhythms of a musical community when everything comes together as one. And live performance is a moment for being present with the sounds. This is the reward. I think every art form follows this pattern. Individual tinkering and improving, community learning, and then showing up for all. And I believe if we can live in a community that values this process for all things, even in addition to arts and entertainment, even government, education, dining, playing, neighboring, sports, shopping, and all the things that make a community, let's build a community that embraces the joy of beginning and learning and sharing and making something bigger than each individual part. So let's go and show up for each other and enjoy the process of being a wonderful neighbor in this community. Do your thing, find others with a shared interest, and then figure out how to come together and make the circle bigger. So here we are in the season of spring concerts. So today's Art Zany Radio is going to feature some great musicians who are working on their spring concerts. And we're going to highlight these two fantastic shows for you to add to your calendar. First, we're going to hear from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra. And then we'll switch out the studio and learn more about the 50 North Band. So I'm excited. My first segment is with the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra. We have in the studio with us, I want to welcome to Art Zany Radio, Paul Nemesto. Welcome, Paul. You're the conductor.
Nice to be here. I'm sitting here on Division Street with a kind of a champagne overcast sun coming through the pine trees by the library.
It's look so at nice. You.
What poetry.
I feel at home.
It is pretty great view. I think it's one of the great things about doing this show is that we get a window to our world as we're doing our shows. And sometimes we have guests walk by and wave, and but sometimes we get those beautiful sun peaks just at the right season. So thanks for bringing that up to
and
everybody.
Thanks for the wonderful overture.
Yeah.
It was a very nice little essay.
I think that's true. And I should mention last night I was at the Culture Cruise Story Hour, our very first one ever. We had no idea what was going to happen, and we had a huge community of people coming out to listen to each other's stories. So I think we're building that kind of a community, and I want to just echo that and share that it's a great thing. So thank you for all of our listeners out there. We have also joining us Richard Coleman. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
You are an organist extraordinaire, and among many other things that you do in the community to help support the arts. So thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And Disa Stets, did I get that right?
Yep.
You are here as a beautiful singer who, if people have come to past concerts, they might have heard your voice. But I absolutely and just am in awe of your voice. I think it's a really pleasant and such a wonderful thing. So we'll hear more about what you're performing.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm going to have you step maybe tip the mic down a little and get a little closer so we can be sure to hear you. Perfect. Okay. That's wonderful. So this concert, let's get the dates out there. Saturday, March 29th at 3 at Bethel Lutheran here in Northfield, and then Sunday the 30th at 3 at, I always get this one goofed up. I don't know why it's the A-N-S that goofs me. Ansgar.
It's a good Swedish name.
A good Swedish
name. And the 3 o'clock time slot on both concerts is primarily to accommodate people of a certain age that don't like to drive in the dark.
And that, it's right. It's a full start to finish. You get to be.
And we have more light now,
too. Yeah, that's true. We're in the spring. So that is the Lutheran Church in Cannon Falls for folks that are unfamiliar. Both beautiful spaces for concerts and should be a great time. So let's just. Congratulations, Paul, on another CVRO concert. I was wondering if you know, I should have asked you ahead of time, how many CVRO concerts have you done? Do you know?
Well, we can estimate. We can do a kind of a diagnostic survey, shall we say.
Okay.
We started in 1979.
Okay, and we're going to be doing math, oh dear.
Yeah, and I think probably for the first 4 years, we may have done one concert a year, and then started to do two.
Okay.
So we're coming up on, 30, 40 something, mm-hmm. I don't know. So we're probably, and towards the end now, we've done four every year.
Right, I got it.
For the last 10 years.
Okay, we need somebody to build a chart.
So we're coming up. We're
45th, maybe?
Yeah, we're coming up into 60 or 70 concerts, oh, I suppose.
I would guess it's closer to 100. You have to look that up for me.
All right, all right.
Not right now, but I think that would be fun to celebrate your 100th concert if that's what's coming up.
Sure, we could get somebody to do that work.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a volunteer.
But you've been doing it for a really long time. So tell me, how have you developed as a conductor in putting together these concerts, and do you still get nervous? Do you still... has your preparations changed? Are you, tell me about.
Well, the experience has educated me, and I am quite a different conductor now than I was in 1979. I was a young guy, and I've done a lot of repertoire since then, and all of my experiences as a teacher and conductor and college life too. I mean, I know I've grown, and I probably know more and do better now than I ever have before, just as I start to have my body fail on me. But anyway,
there's something
to that, and it's been an experience also to program for this orchestra. We try to program with the idea that there's some kind of a message from the connection of the pieces, and there's some kind of a challenge. For the orchestra's technique and ears, and for the audience. So it's not just playing the same old stuff over and over again, but we try to move around. And this concert certainly has a variety of different things, albeit they're English, but they're not necessarily of the same style.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We should mention the theme, I guess, is that the right word? The theme or the centering idea is English garden.
Yeah, or English country gardens or English urban gardens. I don't know which.
They like their gardens. So yeah. I think that's a wonderful thing to do, and it gives you a chance to bring music to all of us, and we learn about different pieces and composers and different things in the community. And I love reading those notes you put together.
And As you mentioned before we started here, that the pieces you were lit that I sent you to listen to are things you never heard before, and I I get great pleasure in doing that, in presenting things like that. I mean, albeit that I expect a certain level of quality, so it's not so the. You haven't heard them because they're bad.
No, no.
Just, you haven't heard them because we just didn't get into your scope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so that's exciting. And with this concert, there are two guest artists who are going to be a part of it. And those are our guests here today in Art Zany Radio Studio. I would love to hear from both of you. Maybe we'll start with Richard. Of how does your practice change when you're going to be performing with an orchestra and you'll be on the organ?
Well, I have to listen more acutely than if I'm just playing by myself, though I certainly listen to myself, but I have to pay a lot of attention to the director, one, but then
watch
to the orchestra, too, because they're echoing me or I'm echoing them, and it's a dialogue back and forth, which is a lot of fun.
So the piece you pick has to be different, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And there aren't a lot of organ concerti out there, though there are more than you might realize, but... Georg Friedrich Handel wrote about 13 of them, and they were designed to be done with small orchestras, strings and oboes usually, and that's what we'll be doing this with too.
And so you tell us about the piece. Let's hear.
Oh, it's Handel's Organ Concerto number 13. I think he wrote 14 or 15 of them. This is called subtitled "The Cuckoo and the Nightingale" because the second movement has cuckoo, cuckoo, that interval in it, the minor third, and it's fun to listen to. It makes you think like spring birds or something.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, because I don't know when you say minor third. Tell
me. It's the interval the bird would sing. You know,
okay.
If you listen to the birds, they sing on certain intervals in the spring, and you can actually sing those back, or you can play them on a keyboard. And he's using some of those intervals. I don't know if Handel did this intentionally or not. We know that some organists have done it intentionally, but that's another subject. So it's just delightful listening. It's peppy. It's fun. Lots of running 16th notes and, you know,
mm-hmm.
delightful music to listen to.
Yeah, and tell me about the organs, because you're going to be playing it on two different organs, obviously, because
yes.
You're in two different churches.
Both pipe organs. Bethel Lutheran has a wonderful little Holt camp that's been expanded in the last couple of years. Some added sounds, but I'm using very few sounds, 8 foot, 4 foot, 2 foot, and no pedals. It's just for the keyboards.
8 feet? You have 8 feet?
No.
Sometimes
that's an 8 foot pipe, not 8 feet.
That's the length of the pipe, dear.
Octopi don't play the organ.
It's actually quite simple. It's actually quite simple in these terms. If you think of a C,
mm-hmm.
C is created by a 1 foot pipe.
Oh, this I didn't know about the organ.
So you can go down to Menards and get some PVC pipe, cut it off at 1 foot, and kind of blow around, cross blow on the edge, and you'll get a C.
I didn't know this. This is a cool thing. Kids, try that at home.
Organ history.
So we have 1 foot, 2 foot, that's the next octave hole lower, 3 foot, and 4 foot. And you go up to, no, it's 1 foot, 2 foot, 4 foot,
yeah.
8 foot.
Okay.
Yes, or 16 in the pedal.
And a 16 foot with a really big one.
Yeah. Well, organs are all about physics and science, too.
Well, and I said that because a lot of times when I'm watching an organ player, it seems like they might have 8 feet because they're dancing with their feet.
True.
And there's a lot happening, and it blows my mind that you can have fingers and feet doing that much and keeping track of it all. And then now you're listening to an orchestra as you're doing that. So it's a lovely piece. I think. Do we want to play a sample now, or should we?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
What I want you to be listening to also is that there's going to be kind of a tinkly sound inside the orchestra, kind of a sort of a celestial little tiny bells or something, and that's the sound of a harpsichord.
Yes.
Oh.
Harpsichord continuo.
It's in the background. It's a part of the accompaniment. But the reason I want to mention this is because the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra has acquired a harpsichord.
Oh, how exciting.
We have brought one into the community that's available to all of the performing groups that need them during the season. And it's a tremendous gesture on our part, sort of a commitment to playing more Baroque music over the season.
I love Baroque music because of that. There's a certain quality that invites you into the ballroom or into the space where there's movement, and it's really just a fascinating instrument. So should we just start from the beginning of this clip?
I'm not sure if we're going to get to the cuckoo, but
the second movement would be the cuckoo. I don't know if you can find it.
I'm not sure.
Oh, this one doesn't have it marked by where the start of each movement is. So
just go ahead.
Okay.
See what happens.
We'll see what happens. That's what we do every day here on the radio.
That's what musicians do too when they're playing.
So here we go. This is Handel's Concerto in F, number 13, The Cuckoo and the Nightingale. We're going to try and find the cuckoo for everybody here. So this is called Spin the Wheel, and we'll see what we get. Okay, guys, you got to tell me if this is the right spot. I'm guessing here. We're at 2:30 in.
This.
Oh, goodness, what did they do?
If you want to drop this.
Those darn folks stuck a commercial in the middle. So here we go. We'll try it one more time here. Is it? We did it. We found the cuckoo. Did you hear that? And if you didn't, you can certainly come to the concert and we will hear that. And again, it'll be about...
Put my mic on.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, the cuckoo is the first extant manuscript in England, 15th century, Paul. It's the first thing written down that we have musically.
This piece,
from England.
Though.
No, not this piece, but just... The
example of the...
The example of the cuckoo in the woods is the first written down piece in music we have.
I didn't know that.
But it's like 300 years before Handel, so yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
It's from my music anthology stuff.
That's the beginning of notation.
Beginning of notation, yes. Right. Somebody wrote down a cuckoo sound,
Or figured out how to write music.
How to translate it.
That is so
neat. That is exciting.
Piece of trivial historical musical information.
Someone said his name is Guido d'Arezzo. From Italy.
This is fascinating. We're learning all kinds of things today on the show.
We better keep moving, though. We got to get to Disa.
We do. And Disa, you have a piece as well that's going to be performed in this. This is, your instrument is your voice.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about, did you work with Paul to select this piece, or did Paul come to you and say, I think this would be lovely?
He came to me and just suggested it. And
then I just gave it a listen, and I was like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
it is lovely. It's a beautiful piece.
It is, exactly. And tell us how it is a piece, let's see, by the
Edward Elgar.
Edward Elgar.
Yes.
Which is someone...
Early 20th century.
I have not heard of.
Oh, he wrote some very famous pieces. One of them is Enigma Variations for Orchestra.
Did he write Pomp and Circumstance?
He did.
He did.
Graduation
March.
Of course. Oh. Yes. Wow. Okay, yeah. You guys are just a fun... You should...
Yeah, I don't know the history. I haven't talked to them.
That's right.
And so tell us about embracing this piece, and how did you... begin to practice first by yourself, and then, you know, have you had chance to work with the orchestra on this?
Yeah, we worked about three times now.
I guess it was last night was the third time. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it's funny because when you were reading your intro thing, that's basically how I go about practicing.
Oh, good. Okay, that's how I imagine it.
Yeah. So I just sit down and I listen to the piece, and then I... hopefully find something online where it's accompaniment only, because it's nice to have just accompaniment and not be listening or singing with someone else.
That seems like that would be a little harder to find.
It is harder to find, yeah, especially mm-hmm. if, like, in the Reiki or whatever. But then I actually did find something online, just a piano accompaniment, and I just... go over it and over, listen to it and go over it.
Yeah, and you are a mezzo-soprano.
Yeah.
So tell us about that. What is, you know, how did you learn that that was your voice, and what does that mean in the range of sopranos, just to give our listeners a little information about that?
Well, I guess when I was younger, I was actually placed as an alto, I also sing in I Cantanti, which is the community choir here,
mm-hmm.
and I sing for soprano in I Cantanti. But I, yeah.
So there's a range of ways that you can sing then.
And, yeah.
And mezzo means just a little lower than...
Yeah, it's a step... what does mezzo mean? Just like a step
we have our...
Probably.
I must say that this piece fits Disa... Absolutely, like a glove. It's got the range on it. It has a low G, which is the G below middle C.
That's a contralto range. Yeah.
And then it goes up to the high G, which is an octave. No, it's two octaves above that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a big piece, and it actually goes
up to an A.
It goes up to an A. I guess I've forgotten that.
Yeah.
But that's two octave range. That's an adequate range for any singer.
I would think so. And this is we're going to be playing a little bit of Janet Baker performing this.
Yes,
and
who is amazing.
Yeah, tell us. I don't know a lot about her, but discovering her voice was a treat.
Well, as Paul said earlier, she's like, you know, amazing within the world of opera, and I don't know a whole lot about her, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. I just know that she has an amazing talent,
mm-hmm.
or had an amazing talent.
She's Dame Janet Baker. She's a British singer, and she was of course it would be in the Glyndebourne Opera, particularly, and in London, and also Metropolitan, and all over Europe. She in her years, it was, I think, primarily the 60s. She was the absolute top choice. Delicious sound.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't, for my ears, I like live better, so I like Disa better.
Live is always better, but if you want to hear a sample, this is the complete...
And what's the title of this piece?
Sea Pictures Opus 37.
Thank you.
And I don't know if there's a movement particular you want.
I think you can just jump in. They all have a kind of a feeling as though they're in imitation of sea chanties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a kind of a folk song quality to them.
Yes. So we'll listen to Janet Baker as she sings a selection from this, because I don't think we'll get to... It's a long piece, and you aren't performing the entire thing either. So
nope.
We'll go ahead and play a sample. This is Janet Baker, the complete Sea Pictures, Opus 37. Okay, our Baroque was still playing underground there and hadn't stopped. So, so I got to switch out the. Let's try this one more time. I'll back that up.
Yeah. That's how we do in music all the time.
Yes, we're stopping and starting today. Okay, here we go. Oh, we'll start her over. So here you go. Folks, how beautiful is that? Wow, just an incredible voice, and someone I want to learn a little bit more about her and hear some of her other performances. And so how are you just getting into the, I don't know if it's a character, do you have to do that as you're thinking about performing?
I mean, not typically when I'm performing with orchestra, just like kind of in concert. Mm-hmm. I guess if I was doing theater or something, then I would get into character. But I mean, you get into a headspace and you...
Are you thinking about the ocean and the waves and the sea and the sailors?
I'd like to say that I would be, but I probably won't. Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'll probably be like, okay, is my counting correct? Am I doing this? Am I doing that?
Am I with the orchestra?
Yes.
But it was so... evocative of the ocean and sea,
yes,
and of sea chanties and all of those kind of storytelling and ballading, all of those things were in that performance that we just heard.
Yeah, and there are five movements. You're not doing all five.
I'm doing four.
Four. Yeah. Oh, so you're doing almost all. That's it's an incredible piece and so much fun to learn about this. Folks, I want to remind you that the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra, their spring concert, English Garden, is happening Saturday, March 29th at 3 p.m. at the Bethel Lutheran Church, and Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. St. Angskar's. Boy, you'd think my Swedish ancestry Enskar would have got. I know, I still did it wrong, didn't I?
No, that was right.
Okay, would have gotten me through that. That's the Lutheran Church in Cannon Falls. All lovely places to do concerts, and just a wonderful thing that to go and enjoy live music. It's a really important. I think it's important for all of us to stay healthy, to be connected to music, and have those experiences.
So. One last word: if you want to know more about more information about the concert locations and all that kind of thing, go to northvilleartskill.org.
And they've got a link to under the music tab to the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra. I don't know. Do we want to, is anything else we want to bring up today?
The Lament, Dido and Aeneas. Do we have time to talk about
that? Sure. Yeah, we got a couple
Purcell
minutes.
Opera.
Yeah, we're going to use that as the first of a series of tributes to our fallen soldier, our president, Clark Onosorka, who suddenly passed away within the last
recent months.
And we're so saddened by that. We're still kind of reeling from it. But we'll find our way to musically react. And this Dido's Lament will be the first.
Mm. Oh,
good point, Paul.
Yeah. What a beautiful tribute. Yeah, it was a shock to many of us.
A big loss.
And he's been on Art Zany Radio.
Yes, he has.
Many, many times promoting Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra and just a beautiful musician and a great soul. And so I'm delighted that there'll be ongoing tributes to his legacy here in our community. So that's an important thing. And it just a tough time. I would imagine it's real tough for you as players. This will be the first.
My buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
the first time you'll be playing without him sitting there.
In years.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So it's going to be a beautiful concert, celebration of spring as we are turning the corner here in Northfield and bringing out the blooms and maybe getting a little green, a little bluer sky. And
It's happening.
It does. Such a delight to hear from all of you, learn about your role in this concert, and get to know the music a little bit better.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, it's a thrill, folks. This is just the beginning of Art Zany Radio for today. I definitely want to thank all of my guests for being here today. But we're not done. Paul Nimisto was here, Richard Coleman and Disa Stats, who are part of CVRO. Next, we have the 50 North Band. So we'll get that going. I don't know. I'm going to do this other song. I was going to do that Name That Tune, but I think we'll skip that and play. Let's see. I'm looking for... Okay, this one. Because we're going to do like the switch out, and it reminded me of something you see when everybody comes out in that tiny little car and everybody then switches places. That's what we're going to play next. So let's get this started.
Let's
this
see
is
what you choose.
Barnum and Bailey's Favorite is the name of the tune. So get ready. Here we go. I'll bring that up for you. And
bang.
Of course, we got to wait for the little piece to pass, but then we'll play that music and get you going here on Art Zany Radio. Fun. I just love that. That's about what the transition feels like. We don't ever broadcast the transition, but sometimes there's some zaniness happening in between as well. So really exciting folks here on Art Zany Radio. We're talking about spring concerts, and we have another one coming up with the 50 North Band, which we haven't, I don't think we've had the 50 North Band here in the Art Zany Radio studio. So it is about time that we get you folks on. And so I appreciate Dan Bergeson contacting me so we could make this happen. And tell me, Dan, how long have you been a part of 50 North Band?
Probably, I'd guess, 3 years, maybe four.
I think I see you at every orchestra and every band.
I try to do as much as I can.
Yes, you do. And do you play trumpet for this band?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
That's your primary instrument.
I've had to make some choices recently. I know you had the CVRO on just before us, and so I play trumpet with them too. But I haven't played for about a year because I picked up a violin and join a different orchestra, and you know, I don't know how many ensembles I can belong to.
That's a lot. Yeah, that was Bow Strings and Contentment, which we've had on Art Zany Radio. A great group, another wonderful local orchestra band. And Paul did want me to ask if this orchestra or this band is going to be playing for the Vintage Band Festival.
We haven't actually approached that possibility yet. I'd like to do that. It may be. That will get this group involved in 2026 when it's the 20th anniversary of the Vintage Band Festival. Because in a 12-hour day, it's hard to get. We have way more bands that want to play on Saturday, August 2nd than we can host.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll you're getting quite the experience here in Northfield with music, right?
I try.
Exactly. And you brought some friends with you today.
Yes.
We are going to open up those mics and introduce our other guests. Sandra Volker is welcome to Art Zany Radio. And tell us a little about yourself and your connection to the 50 North Band.
I've been in the 50 North Band for a little over 2 years now. It's been a fantastic group. I'm so excited to be a part of this. I used to be involved in a band up north in the Fridley area, but that's when I worked up there. And after COVID, as we're all working from home, I wanted to get more involved in the community locally and find a group locally. And this has just been a fantastic experience. I've been so happy to be part of the group.
Yeah, and also joining us today is Eric Jansrud. Did I say that correctly?
That's correct.
I didn't know if I needed Jansrud or...
Once upon a time.
I'm not that Norwegian.
Tell us a little about yourself and your connection to the band.
Well, I'm a retired attorney, but I played trombone in all the way through college. I went to Gustavus. And there I met my bride, Carrie, who also was in the band. Mm-hmm. So after college, I put down my trombone for about 25 years and then picked it up after Carrie had started playing. And we played in the Winona Municipal Band for 13 years before we retired and moved to Northfield. And we've been here about 3 years. So we've been playing in the band about 3 years, too.
That's wonderful. Tell me about, because I know I played the clarinet a long time ago, tried to do it again, but man, my embouchure, it takes a long time. So playing the trombone, you have that same, the muscle in the mouth. How did it go for you? What did you do to make that come back?
I did a bad word. I practiced.
No, it's a good word.
That's a bad word for some people. But anyway, no, it took a while. Mm-hmm. I'd say before I was even close to what I was before, because I don't think I still am playing at the level I was back in college. But it took about 4 to 6 months to really get back there.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's a wow. We forgot to mention what instrument it is that you play.
Yeah, I play euphonium, and which is like a tenor tuba. We're in the back row. We have those little silver tubas on our laps. Like your other guests here, I also played in high school and college and then put down the instrument as life moves on. But for me, practicing started when my kids were learning how to play.
Oh.
And it's always fun kind of playing in a duet or playing with others. So I started picking up my instrument again, playing with them, and then reminding myself how much I loved music. So as I was instilling the love of music in my children, I was rekindling it in myself.
That's a great story. story. Have you ever performed with your kids?
Actually, what happened is I was due to chaperone my oldest in their European trip for college band.
Ooh, fun.
I was purely just a chaperone, but at the last minute, their euphonium couldn't go on the trip. He got sick. So my lovely daughter said, "Hey, my mom plays euphonium." And then next thing, about less than a week before we're departing to play in multiple locations all around Europe, I had to frantically practice and make sure I could perform with the group. So the answer is yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it was amazing. And that was what really put the fire under me. I have to join groups. I have to play in an ensemble again because it's amazing.
Yeah, that's a great example for your kids as they're, you know, learning and you know, it's a lifelong experience. You can, and the great thing is you can come back and, you know, start again, as you said, or even like Dan is learning a new instrument. Never too late.
And this community is really welcoming for that type of approach, that attitude that says, I want to do something. Is there somebody I can do it with?
Mm-hmm.
There's multiple opportunities in Northfield for people of all ages to play music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what the 50 North Band is all about. We welcome anyone who would like to play to come to our rehearsals every Monday at 4 p.m. at the at 50 North. And we play for an hour, just a strict hour. David Miller cuts us off. He says it's 30 seconds after 5. We got to go.
And do you have to be a member of 50 North to join?
You don't. It's encouraged, but it's not required.
Okay. So, and do you have to be 50? Is it 50 plus? Yeah, of course it would be 50 North, 50
yeah,
plus.
Yeah, north of 50.
To be in the band?
You don't, actually.
Oh, okay.
No, there's nobody cards you when you come in the door.
Prove you're 50.
Yeah. Okay, that's good to know. So anybody can
It's true. Most of the band is north of 50.
Yeah.
But we have had interlopers who've showed
sure.
up.
Sure. And what instruments and how many are in the band?
We have something like 32 or 35.
That's a good size.
Yeah.
Names on the roster. Not everybody shows up every week, but it's good to have a little padding. When everybody comes, it's glorious. It's absolutely fantastic because we have a good representation of brass, woodwinds, percussion, all the voices that are needed in a band. It didn't start out that way. It started out with about 6 people in 2018. I wasn't there at the beginning, but it was basically not much more than a quintet for a while. But now it's grown to over 30 people.
It must be a lot of fun then. I think that's probably the key.
Yes. The feeling in the band is very welcoming and inviting, non-judgmental. You do your best. You enjoy what you're doing. People cheer you on when you do amazing. People are encouraging but not discouraging when you need a little help. That's one thing I love about the group. It's openness and welcomeness.
Yeah. That makes a difference, right? We're all doing the best we can, and that's what everybody can ask of each other.
I heard your opening when you were talking about oopsies in the creative process.
Yes, right.
Well, we all have them.
Absolutely. If you're not doing that, you're not challenging yourself. You're not, you know, growing. You're not learning.
And when that happens in a group, you wonder, ooh, did anybody hear that besides me?
Yeah.
and of course somebody did, but nobody chastises you for that. It's just the learning experience, part of the learning experience.
That's right. And folks, we should tell everybody that the 50 North Band is going to be at the Grand. What a great place to have a concert.
The Band at the Grand.
The Band at the Grand. Right. Mm. And that's happening on Saturday, April 5th at 6:30, but you can come as early as 5 because the I just have to say kudos to the Grand for being such a great host to all these events that are happening.
It's remarkable what Jake and Lindsay are doing with the place. They really are opening it up to all kinds of activities, all of which encourage multiple ages to join the fun. It's music, it's drama, it's everything that you might want, and it's dinner also, or breakfast or whatever. I mean, they do some very nice food options as well.
Right. That is 5 to 6:30 is when dinner is served, and then the music begins at 6:30.
6:30, correct.
Mm-hmm. So you can bring, and it's also family friendly.
It's family friendly. It's free.
Mm-hmm. The concert's free. The food you
have to pay for. Right. Food and drinks are,
help support the Grand for hosting these beautiful events.
Exactly.
And we are accepting donations at the door in support of 50 North and the 50 North Band.
Fantastic. So, folks, again, it's as you are able. And mm-hmm. so a few dollars makes a difference. Or if you really love coming to concerts and think about what it would take if you were driving up to the cities to go to a concert, you might want to chip in a little bit more because you're getting a full experience.
Yeah.
I love that. It's accessible to everybody. And if you have the ability to add on and contribute to make more concerts happen, that's what you can do.
I mean, there are expenses that 50 North has to host the band. Music stands were purchased. And, there's going to be in the future certainly need for percussion equipment and that kind of thing as long as the band stays together. We've played on some borrowed instruments, and it would be nice to have some that the organization actually owned.
Right, and there's all kinds of fees for music, too.
Music costs money, yep.
And I think sometimes people don't realize that you can't just go into the internet and print something out. You actually have to get the rights.
It all depends on the copyright.
That's copyright, right. Yeah, exactly. And so that makes a difference. So, and David Miller is the conductor. I'd love to hear from each of you about your experiences with David Miller. And I thought it was interesting. Maybe we'll start with you, Eric, because you mentioned the piece that we played at the beginning and how fast I thought that was, and you mentioned he might want to play it faster.
Well, actually, Carl, who's one of our trombonists, he thinks that this should be faster than that. But anyway, you want to talk about Dave and Debbie Miller. My wife and I are both Gusties, so are they. As a matter of fact, when my wife sat down in the clarinet section with one of the first rehearsals we went to at 50 North Band, Debbie Miller had a Gustavus shirt on. So my wife said, well, when did you go to Gustavus? And she mentioned the year, and it turned out they had sat next to each other in band for a year.
Oh my gosh.
They were different classes, but anyway, both Dave and Debbie were in the Gustavus concert band. Actually, Dave, I remember from some of our band tours and some of the concerts. So, we've known them for a while. So, they're really strong promoters of music and deserve a lot of credit for the 50 North Band.
It sounds like they've been helpful in having it grow, like you mentioned, bringing new players and maybe bringing new music to the, possibilities.
Yeah, Dave, of course, is a music educator by career. In fact, he's still doing a part-time. He's retired from the work he did, I think it was in Farmington. But he's still working part-time for the Northfield School District. He's the director of the jazz band at Northfield High School.
Oh, now I'm making the connection. Okay, yeah, they have some really good, that's an amazing program.
He's a wunderkind, a musical wunderkind.
They both are.
Dave probably, Debbie told us once that she thinks he plays something in the community almost every day of the week.
Wow.
Sometimes he has two or three gigs a day.
Oh,
he plays drums for a swing band called the Bend in the River Big Band.
Yeah.
And he plays in sweet jazz here as a keyboardist. And our program on April 5th is going to be in three parts. Part one and part three are the band, but part two is some special guests, and one of them is the barbershop quartet of the United Methodist Church, in which Dave sings.
He does it all. Yeah. I didn't know we had another barbershop. I knew of another one, but now we have a second one.
Yeah, they've been performing together for a long time.
How fun. We should play some of the music. I have a few selections. I don't know if there's one in particular that you would like to highlight.
They're all good. We're a pop orchestra, a pop band, concert band. Mm-hmm. So we play show tunes and medleys. We're going to do a medley from the movie How the West Was Won. You played Barnum and Bailey's favorite. There will be three marches on the program. We're going to play a John Philip Sousa tune that's not a march.
And that's usually what you think of exactly.
It's called Fugue on Yankee Doodle.
Oh.
And it's totally different than anything else John Philip Sousa wrote.
Well, I pulled up a song. I was going to play a little game at the beginning. We didn't quite get that set up, so let's do that. I bet within, because do you remember that old show, Name That Tune, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My family and I used to sit and watch that. I'm terrible at it. Absolutely. Very, very difficult when people would say, I can do it in two notes. You're like, what? But this one might be one you can get pretty quick.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see if folks...
I bet I know what you're going to play.
But it'll be fun because it's so recognizable. So here we go. This is a selection from the 50 North Band. One of the pieces they're going to be playing. So take a listen and tell me if you have any idea what this might be. See how many notes it takes you to guess. Yes, you know that by now. That is the Trail of the Pink Panther, the main theme from the Pink Panther movie. Just a really fun tune. I was one of the other versions I thought of, although I do like the saxophone on here. I saw that Lizzo had done a version that's a new release of a collection of Mancini songs, and she's in town this week. But
seriously,
I didn't.
Well, you know, she's an accomplished flautist.
Yes.
Just plays like dynamite.
So
flute.
You should look that one up too. But that this is more the classic that I thought, and easier to guess. Maybe some of you got that on that triangle that comes in at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's quite
Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get Lizzo down to do a guest.
Let's think about that. You never know. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
We did want to also feature, you mentioned the La Virgen de la Macarena.
Macarena. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, tell us about this, Dan.
I don't know the origins of the piece, but it's a very well-known piece that features a trumpet in the show, and you can find multiple recordings of this on YouTube. But it's a lot of fun. It does have some crazy woodwind passages also that are really gorgeous. Really
is there
lush.
A spot in this piece I should, or should I just start from
just
the beginning?
Right in the beginning.
Just start.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll go ahead and do this that then.
Featuring yours truly, Dan.
Dan on the recording.
No.
When you come to 50 North to listen to it, you'll hear.
Yeah, I haven't signed a contract.
An amazing musician.
I'm trying to see who the New Sounds of Brass is. The album. I just don't see the name of the band. Oh, it's the Tokyo Korai, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
Kosei Wind Orchestra. Okay, so let's take a listen and we'll get a little taste of some of the other music that's going to be on the concert.
Thank you.
right. It keeps going. And someday, you know, we'll see Dan on a recording of that. I thought it was interesting as we were playing that, you were mentioning with the tempo difference. That was true of the circus one that we played earlier, too.
It depends on the speed at which a piece of music is played can vary greatly depending on the skill of the band or the desire of the conductor. There's, of course, whoever composed the piece is going to have indicated a speed that a tempo that he or she would like it to be played at, but they're not there at the time you're playing it, so you can do what you want.
And that makes it fun too. That makes every performance just a little bit different.
That's why live music is so wonderful.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. You've got to come see live music. Yeah. What else should we, as we wrap up today, anything else we want to add to make sure and tell us about the 50 North Band concert, which is Saturday, April 5th at the Grand Event Center, downtown Northfield. That's on 316 Washington Street. And it is doors open at 5, so you can come early, get your dinner, grab a drink, grab a table, meet some friends, have some conversation, and then enjoy the music that starts at 6:30.
There you go. We would like just to give a shout out to Patty and Michelle and Bonnie and all the people at 50 North for giving us the opportunity to use their space and welcome us every time we come. It's just a great place to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
There also, just to mention, there's going to be a little bit of variety because we will have some guest artists. We'll have a barbershop quartet, a percussion ensemble, and something called a cat duet, whatever that is.
I don't know what. Yeah, I saw that on the program, and I'm curious myself, so I'm glad I'm going to the show.
Maybe there's all kinds of things my imagination pulls up about what might be happening for that.
And if you enjoy the concert, we have at least 3, sometimes 4 concerts a year. We play throughout the community. So I believe there's another one coming up in May.
Yep, I think so.
Unfortunately, I don't have the date in front of me, but I'm sure we'll mention it at the concert. And then usually we do a Christmas performance at 50 North as well. So if you like the band, there's other opportunities to hear us out.
We've played at Northfield Retirement Community and at the Benedictine several times.
So you tour?
Yeah.
Tour locally, but yes.
Yeah, we go on the road now and then.
Maybe a mile or two.
Well, it's been such a delight to have all of you here today. I love hearing about this band. I hope you come back for some more shows and we'll play some music and have some fun and learn a little bit more about everybody in this 50 North band.
We'd love to do that. Thank you. Right.
Thank you. Dan Bergeson, Sandra Volker, and Eric Johnsrud of the 50 North band. Also want to mention KYMN is doing a fundraiser at the Grand this Saturday. That's Saturday, March 22nd, brunch at the Grand. Check out kymnradio.net. to get all the details, come and help support us as we're trying to fundraise to help us repair the tower. And you can get more of those details, and we would love to have your help with that. Folks, this is Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. I hope you always find time to add some Art Zany in your life. And in the meantime, till next time, enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-332-7372.
You know that feeling when you're a part of something big? Something that makes you rise to your feet.
Buxton, Lopez.
He struck him out.
Carlos Correa.
There's nothing like Twins baseball. The Vibe brings us together no matter what. It's time to show up and rise to the occasion. When we're together, the Twins rise as one. Rise with us. Opening day, April 3rd. First 10,000 fans get an opening day beanie courtesy of your local Northland Ford dealers.
Do you have an old junker car in the garage or on the farm? Call Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300. Get the most cash for your old junker vehicle and have it taken away for free. Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300.
South Soda Benjamin Franklin, 1 hour heating, and Mr. Sparky, how can we help you today?
Hey there, do you service furnaces and boilers?
You betcha. Which one?